Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now that yet another generation of consoles are dominating the social lives of gamers everywhere, it's time to take a look back on some of the biggest titles of our past. With every new console featuring more and more games that really focus on online multiplayer, we reckoned it was the perfect opportunity to revisit some of the best games from years gone by that featured fantastic local multiplayer. I'm Jess from WoW Culture, and here are the 10 best PlayStation 1 multiplayer games. Number 10. Crash Bash. While Crash Bash is a fairly obvious attempt by PlayStation to create a Mario Party-esque game, it still holds its own pretty damn well. Each of the games is unique, and every single one of them is fun to play. Whether it be a crazy pinball game in which you must stop the ball from going into your goal, riding a polar bear while trying to knock your friend off a platform, or just a straight-up race, Crash Bash is guaranteed to bring out the competitive spirit in you and all of your friends. It also boasts a decent cast of characters, each with their own strengths and weaknesses, bringing in an element of strategy that Mario Party misses. Graphics still look charming enough to this day, and it's well worth digging out an old copy if you have people coming around. Number 9. International Track and Field. International Track and Field is as simple as sports games get. Mash the right buttons to go fast, build up power, and hit another power at the right time to release or jump. That's pretty much the gist of it. But really, it's so much more than that. The more you play, the better you get. The better you get, the more you want to play. Players are constantly out to beat their own best times, or highest jumps, or longest throws, and I'd hazard a guess that multiple PS1 controllers have ended up broken thanks to this game. However, throw in a room full of people, and this game becomes one of the most fun multiplayer experiences imaginable. Friends wanting to have a go simply to crush each other's records, while everyone else cheers or jeers at their success or failure. While the graphics are now very much outdated, and what with the Mario and Sonic Olympic games essentially doing the same thing on new systems, I still can't recommend this game highly enough. Number 8. Point Blank. Using a light gun to shoot things on your TV is always fun. Always. Playing games like Time Crisis and House of the Dead at home is great fun because you get the full experience without putting loads of cash into a machine while a line of randoms wait behind you, hoping you die soon so they can have a go. In Point Blank, then, you're given a series of random challenges. Shoot as many targets as possible, save the main characters from impending doom, etc., and are then scored on how well you did. However, all these games can also be played with a friend, and each of you being allocated lives. The person who performs the worst has a life removed. This competition pretty much guarantees hours of fun between you and your chums. Simple? Yes. Fun? Hell yes. For us, Point Blank is the best light gun game ever created. Number 7. Bishy Bashy Special. Bishy Bashy Special consists of a series of mini-games in which players compete against each other to pick up the victory. The player with the most victories wins the game. Simple as that. It's also the single most brilliantly Japanese thing released on PS1. Think of the WarioWare series and crank the craziness up to 11. The games rarely come with an explanation and are just so go-with-it insane they melt your brain in the best way. However, the insanity is very much part of the fun of this game and adds to the replay value. Once you begin to understand what the holy hell is going on, the games become a genuine challenge that you and anyone else you're playing with will look forward to battling each other in. Number 6. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. The first Tony Hawk's game became an instant global phenomenon and introduced a whole new generation of youngsters to skateboarding. The multiplayer aspect of THPS1 was good fun, but the introduction of the manual in the second installment allowed players to string together huge combos, making competition even fiercer. The fact that you could now create your own dream skate park and face off against friends also helped the game's lasting appeal. One of the most fun things to do in the sequel when playing multiplayer, however, involves absolutely no competition whatsoever. Choosing free skate and simply cruising about a level, pulling insane tricks with a close friend is one of the best, most fun experiences available on the PlayStation. Or you can play a horse and label each other dinguses. It's up to you. Number 5. Buster Move 2. Chances are you've played a game in the Buster Move series, or one very similar to it at least. The concept is simple. Fire bubbles of a certain color at other bubbles of the same hue to create a chain of at least 3, which then removes them from the screen. Buster Move 2 does very little to change this tried and tested formula, minus the introduction of cute little characters and one of the single greatest soundtracks in video game history. Seriously, it's amazing. But goddamn, is it fun. The multiplayer element pretty much consists of one game mode. First to clear the screen wins. While this seems like a really easy task, the element of speed required combined with the pressure of desire to beat your opponent means that you will make mistakes. These mistakes lead to hilarity, and that's what all good multiplayer games are made of. Number 4. Bomberman World. The Bomberman games are famous for being tons of fun with friends, and the first installment on the PlayStation is no exception. Setting bombs to destroy obstacles that will eventually lead you to attempting to blow up your friends is just straight up fun. The constant stream of power-ups also adds to the unpredictability of the game and can lead to some great moments. Perhaps you have a power-up that allows you to kick bombs in any direction you please, or maybe you can walk right through walls. Maybe your bombs are super powerful and your friends haven't noticed. Who knows? One of the other great things about multiplayer is that if bad bomber mode is selected, it allows players who've been eliminated to hover around the edge of the board and kick bombs back into the middle, meaning that everyone is still involved one way or another. Oh, and 4 players can battle at any one time, making it utter chaos. Number 3. Worms Armageddon. The original Worms was a unique turn-based combat experience that was a huge hit thanks to crazy weapons and a fantastic sense of humor, alongside some genuinely tight gameplay. However, Worms Armageddon is the one many fell in love with, so it pips the original to the post. Armageddon has bigger, more outrageous weapons, plus all the fun gameplay and humor from the original. Visually, the graphics are much crisper and have more of a cartoonish look about them. The real deciding factor, however, is the multiplayer. While not a huge deviation from the first game, Worms Armageddon is a blast to play with a room full of people. Watching each player try to eliminate their custom-named friends is always a fun experience, and being that Worms is deceptively difficult, seeing them fail is even better. No matter what happens, a good time is guaranteed. Number 2. Micromaniacs. Codemasters took their tried and tested formula from Micro Machines and put a unique spin on it. What if the races were people? Kinda. Instead of vehicles. What we got was a game that includes some of the best character design on PS1, with levels that feel familiar yet totally fresh. Each character has their own unique abilities, which makes players want to try every single one just to see how they feel. You can be absolutely woeful with one runner and then an instant pro with the next, encouraging you to try the full roster. While the single player mode is a fair bit of fun, this game really comes into its own when you connect to the multi-tap. Outrageously chaotic, unbelievably fast, and so much fun, to this very day, Micromaniacs is still a very shiny hidden gem. Number 1. Crash Team Racing. If you do a quick poll of your friends and ask them for any good multiplayer games for the PS1, Crash Team Racing will most likely be the most popular answer. A kart racing game that allows 4 players and features a whole host of characters from one of gaming's biggest IPs? There was nothing better. While comparisons like the Mario Kart franchise are inevitable, CTR deserves to be taken on its own merits. A great character roster, fun levels and power-ups that fit in perfectly with the Crash Bandicoot universe, CTR is one of the greatest racing games ever made. As it allows 4-player split screen, it also becomes one of the best multiplayer games money can buy, even to this day. Sans the remake. This was the last Crash Bandicoot title Naughty Dog worked on, and it's a very fitting send-off, rounding out their time on the PS1 with incredible results.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.